Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
In the Asset Management section of the International Capital Markets Association quarterly report, Nicolette Moser provided an overview of developments regarding the mismatch in open-ended funds and guidance on anti-dilution liquidity management tools. Following the COVID-19 shock, which exposed vulnerabilities in the non-bank financial system, the Financial Stability Board, the FSB, and the International Organization of Securities Commissions, IOSCO, jointly analysed liquidity risk and its management. In March 2020, when it became clear that the global pandemic would cause large parts of the global economy to shut down, there was a dash for cash, with investors selling their most liquid assets. And this was the main driver of open-ended fund redemptions and the decision by managers to sell assets. This flight to safety by investors was broken by massive central bank intervention. However, determining the materiality and economic impact of liquidity mismatch vulnerability contributing to market stress was difficult. A concern was that redeeming investors might benefit at the expense of remaining investors if proper asset valuation and the use of liquidity management tools, or LMTs, did not remove the liquidity mismatch vulnerability. In 2022, IOSCO's assessment committee completed a thematic review regarding the implementation of IOSCO's key liquidity risk management recommendations. The FSB also undertook an assessment in 2022 regarding financial stability risks arising from liquidity mismatch in open-ended funds, noting that there was materiality variation in how anti-dilution LMTs were used. In June 2023, the FSB and IOSCO held a joint outreach event to launch their respective consultations to inform policies released at the end of that year. On the 20th of December 2023, the FSB released its revised policy recommendations, setting out key objectives for an effective regulatory and supervisory framework to address structural vulnerabilities from liquidity mismatch in open-ended funds. The recommendation sought to achieve greater inclusion of anti-dilution LMTs by open-ended fund managers to mitigate investor dilution and potential first-mover advantage arising from structural liquidity mismatch in open-ended funds. In coordination with the FSB, and on the same day, IOSCO published its final guidance on anti-dilution LMTs to support the greater use of and greater consistency in the use of anti-dilution LMTs. The recommendations, combined with the guidance, aim to strengthen liquidity management by open-ended fund managers. The FSB recommendations were addressed to financial regulators and supervisory authorities with the aim of providing greater clarity regarding the redemption terms that open-ended funds could offer investors based on the liquidity of these funds' asset holdings. This would be achieved through a bucketing or categorization approach, where funds would be grouped depending on the liquidity of their assets: liquid, less liquid, illiquid. Depending on the category, different redemption expectations and conditions would apply. The FSB recommended that authorities set expectations for managers to use a combination of quantitative and qualitative factors when determining the liquidity of open-ended funds in normal and in stressed market conditions. Following consultation feedback received by IOSCO regarding the proposed guidance on the use of anti-dilution LMTs and to encourage the greater use of anti-dilution LMTs by open-ended funds in order to mitigate first mover advantage arising from structural liquidity mismatch. IOSCO published its guidance also on the 20th December 2023, making six proposals regarding everyday liquidity risk management to mitigate material investor dilution. It is expected by 2028 the FSB and IOSCO will review the implementation progress and assess whether these recommendations have sufficiently addressed financial stability concerns. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.